Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How much did you sue for? Or rather, what did you sue for? And we have to guess if you won and how much you've gotten. The one thing we've learned over the years when we've done this, we always think you're going to get more than you do. That's been the big surprise.
Yeah.
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 I think we're spoiled because we hear so many stories about people who do sue, like the oldest one, the McDonald's one, where the woman drank or spilled hot coffee on herself and she got millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. I think that in our minds, we think that they all go that way just because that one was so well known at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where it's a ridiculous amount of money. But yeah, a lot of them seems like, you went through a ton and you've got $296 and pins in your legs where your femurs used to be.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
That would not be great.
No, it'd be terrible.
It doesn't sound great.
I would like that.
1-800-947-3979. There might not be anybody who wants to do this.
Maybe,
if that's the case, we'll just focus on Kelly saying Slee Stacks. And that's
Cheapskate. Yes.
Nailed it.
Were you referring to the sandwich?
If I start thinking of it, I'm not going to be able to say it right. But if I don't think about it, I can do it.
The key is to not think.
No problem.
I know.
Oh, he's got that.
I'm working hard on not thinking.
Brittany joins us in Nashville. Hello, Brittany.
Hi.
Hey.
Brittany, did you have a lawsuit against someone?
Yeah, well, not me. Someone sued me.
Okay.
Okay, somebody sued you.
All right, even better. Or not better, but, you know.
Okay, now what were you being sued for?
So when I was in high school, I had a horse, my first horse. I took it to this big farm, locally known, very small town. And a lady was driving down the road doing 65 and a 30, hits my horse, kills it. And then sues me.
What?
Oh, boy. Okay.
They sued you after they hit your horse.
And killed it.
Okay, while they were speeding. Double the speed limit.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say they didn't get anything.
Boy. That could have been a settlement because insurance companies are weird that way.
Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to put your horse corral in the road. You should have known better than that. So
it does. No, I'm with Kelly. Cover?
I'm with Kelly. They didn't get anything. That's BS.
I think you had to.
Yeah,
pay.
It was on a farm with horse and cattle crossing signs.
Okay.
So
how do you get them to cross?
Be doing
how do you teach them to cross where the signs are?
Good question.
I think you had to pay her $10,000.
I'm gonna say the judge flipped the script and gave you money.
What happened?
No, it just got dismissed.
It got dismissed.
Okay.
How much did you have to spend money on legal fees first?
Actually, the insurance company paid for everything.
Oh, that's
so my
perfect.
Insurance
wow.
paid for it.
That's the way it should
okay.
be.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Thank you, Brittany. For once, justice is done. Except God. Your horse was
yeah,
gone.
Yeah, I mean,
can
except you got
imagine,
your horse killed.
Can you imagine driving? You're going 60 miles per hour and you hit a horse?
No.
Jesus.
No. Right?
Like a wall.
Yeah.
You just hit a wall.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Steve, next year you can write in and say, hey, guys, I sued Facebook and I won.
That's right.
And old Zuck had to give me $16.
I haven't heard back about the class action suit yet.
Me neither.
I'm
in
on
that
too, right?
Yeah. Yep. There's a meeting of all of the plaintiffs on Tuesday.
What are you going to do with all of your millions?
Yeah, with your riches of $16.
Buy more Bird Buddies?
Or maybe an accessory. Oh, maybe you can buy that accessory.
Oh, the sweatball.
That thing where you stick the orange
on
there.
Oh, yeah, the sweatball holder.
Okay, this is quite possibly the greatest tagline I've ever seen on the call screener from Maitland. And this is something that we must learn more about. Natalie, on the east side of Michigan with Thunder Rock. Natalie, what did you sue for?
My big toe.
You sued for your big
toe. My modeling toe.
You have a modeling toe?
Yeah.
Like you had actually had it photographed and like OnlyFans or like in magazines?
Yeah, like a Sears catalog. Like what kind of publication?
In catalog.
Okay.
In catalog. Huh?
And what happened to your toe?
I sliced it in the bar.
At the bar?
At the bar. Yeah.
So you sued the bar?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, how did it get sliced at the bar? Was it like a very sharp door edge or?
It was a broken glass on the floor.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
Were you wearing an open-toed shoe?
You were wearing, probably some sort of sandals or something.
Yep, open toes.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so
I don't think you got anything.
You got a modeling toe. You got to take better care of that. You always have to wear steel-toe boots.
Yeah,
moon shoes.
But the bar's got to take care of the bar, too. They shouldn't
have
broken glass
on the floor. You do. I mean, you can't
see
broken glass laying around.
I'm going to say you got $5,000.
I'm going to say you got $10,000. I think $10,000for that. Yeah.
I'm going to say
modeling toe.
I'm going to say you got medical expenses covered, and that's it.
Natalie, what did you get?
I sued for $10,000, and I got $5,000.
You did?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you have insurance on your modeling toe?
No.
How did it heal up? I mean, was that the end of your toe career, or did it heal okay?
Well, that was the kicker, was that it was summertime, and I couldn't go skiing, and I couldn't go camping and swim, so they gave me my vacation time from work, too.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Are you still in the toe modeling industry?
No, it's all jacked up now.
Oh,
yeah. All jacked up.
Charged for life.
Oh, okay. That is too bad.
Thank you, Natalie.
Okay. Well,
I hope Natalie makes it out of that dryer she was tumbling
right?
around in.
No kidding. Add a dryer sheet.
What ads only show one toe? Because she specifically said modeling toe.
Yeah, because that's what Maitland wrote. It said, sliced her modeling toe at the bar, sued.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this?
Well, I mean, maybe the other toes would be in there, but it would be, you do it in
blurred, like
portrait mode. So the big toe would be the accentuated toe, and then the other
but
ones
again,
would just fade into the background.
What ads are just for big toes?
Well, possibly for nail polish or maybe the digital hair remover. You know, if you've got a fuzzy big toe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen to this.
Nail
big
clippers. Yeah.
I fell off a second-story deck, split my brain in half, broke my collarbone, and was in a coma for a month.
Split
and
your
I
brain
sued.
In half.
You sued the apartment complex.
Or the house, whatever.
The house,
yeah.
Whatever.
You fell
yeah.
off a rail because you went over the railing.
I don't know the girl, but in college, a group of friends had this happen, and man, she's set for life. And
really?
She didn't split her head. She actually, it hurt her chest really badly. So she has like a huge scar going from like her collarbone down to her belly button where they had to do like all kinds of surgery. But yeah, she is, I don't know the exact number, but homegirl is set for life. So I'm going to say if this was at fault for them, they didn't find you at fault. Brain injury. I'm going to say $2 million.
Oh, thanks.
Man. Yeah, I wish I knew if if it was code railing or not.
There were no railings.
No
oh,
railings?
Boy,
that update just came in.
Were there supposed to be railings?
It's a second
deck was
story.
Under construction.
Oh,
there has
oh,
to
it
be
was
something.
Under construction, so they shouldn't have been there.
Maybe. They
how much, how
much? Walkthrough.
I'm going to say $50,000.
$250,000.
Okay. Yeah, I can see if it's a construction site that you're not supposed to be on, but maybe they didn't have signs up, or maybe you were doing a walkthrough and they forgot to, then, it, yeah.
Yeah, if you're doing a walkthrough, but if you're just there and you're not supposed to be, you shouldn't have gotten anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, in my estimation, I'm glad you got some. Sorry about your split in half brain.
Yeah.
Does that mean you can play guitar with one hand and piano with the other?
Yeah.
I doubt it. Instant a dry ice effect. Bomb exploded in my hand during chemistry class in high school.
Oh.
I sued the school.
Okay,
schools
you got nothing.
Are flush with cash.
Well, they do have big insurance policies, though. You have to.
Million bucks.
A dry ice bomb.
I'm going to say $2,500.
I don't know.
$2,500.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the result of that would be. I would say $15,000.
$20,000. Sued the school for medical bills. Got $20,000.
Yeah. Did it like burn y'all up? Or?
Yeah, is your hand like permanently
like
deformed?
I'm curious, you know?
Oh, my God. Great. In college, the rooms had bunk beds, and there was no railing to keep you from falling off the top. None of us actually fell off, but we faked it by beating my roommate with a wiffle ball bat about 1,000 times. We went to a lawyer.
Wait, okay, so the roommate was in on it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, all right.
Look at him!
So
he fell off the bed!
Yeah, how do you get the scheme like this, that you're going to cook this up, but the one person gets to be the one who gets beaten, so well, you can all get money?
He gets more. I mean, you just, the one who gets beaten takes the bigger cut.
I would hope so.
They met with a lawyer, and the lawyer said, "You do not have a case. This is dumb."
Yep.
So bummer for the person that took 1,000 wiffle ball bat strikes.
Yeah, I'll bet it couldn't have been more obvious, too. You know what actually said, like, bomb bat on his torso.
The big red one. Yeah.
It's a big mark.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.